Is sexual assault the only crime where, in the end result, DNA isn't relevant?
It is. The issue with DNA is it doesn't answer the question of consent.
Is there even DNA present in all cases where sexual assault may have occurred?
Absolutely not. There's plenty of cases where a sex assault occurred, but DNA is not present. And the lack of DNA presence does not mean that sexual assault did not occur. It simply means that either there was not ejaculation, or the person wore a condom, or the alleged victim showered or washed it off, or too much time passed between the intercourse and the collection of evidence.
So, in effect, in this era of constant TV forensic shows and everything else, this is a he said, she said situation.
That's what it boils down to. And jurors have this false expectation of conclusive DNA evidence in every single case based on television shows, based on crimes being solved within this 45-minute to 1-hour TV segment with admissions and confessions and DNA and the smoking gun. And that's not real life.
You were at one time a sex crimes prosecutor. Did you talk to jurors afterwards?
Absolutely, in almost every case.
Is this what they told you?
You know, it was interesting to see what jurors said at the end of a case. Sometimes jurors would focus on the most random and minute of details. Sometimes jurors would tell me that they did not like the shoes that I happened to wear on a particular day. I've had older females tell me that they were unhappy with how the victim I presented led a lifestyle that involved drinking and casual sex on other occasions and were very judgmental. I've had older jurors tell me as a young female that I shouldn't be a prosecutor and that my role is to be a housewife. So you have jurors say all sorts of crazy things. Even now, even in this liberally progressive day and age, people still have personal opinions and positions that are somewhat at odds with where we are as a society in 2016.
But obviously, prior behavior, what's the ad about financial markets, that past examples have nothing to do with future events. Members of the jury may think that's relevant, but it really isn't as to what occurred at a particular time in a particular place.
Absolutely irrelevant to what happened during that one incident with that one person. And generally, it's the judge's job as the gatekeeper of the evidence to keep things out from trial that may be interesting to a jury, but are completely irrelevant to making the determination of whether or not this specific crime occurred. However, there are a lot of factors, a lot of pieces of evidence that may come in to attack the credibility of the victim, because in most cases, it's the victim's credibility that's going to be the deciding factor of whether or not this crime occurred. And a judge oftentimes will allow evidence that may color her credibility.
That's what happens no matter how much the law says this, that, or the other thing. The victim's on trial.
Yes. I mean, the victim's not literally on trial. It's the defendant that's on trial. But the victim's credibility is on trial. And a jury is going to decide whether or not to believe the victim. And if they decide to not believe the victim, they're not going to convict.
So they focus on what she wore or all of the, in a sense, extraneous factors.
They oftentimes, unfortunately, do. They focus on things that color their image of who this victim is as a person to then form the opinion that she is not believable.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Florina Altshuler has been here talking about when DNA doesn't really matter. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.